أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم صدق الله العظيم. We discussed this last ayah of Surah Al-Takathur, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then certainly you will be questioned on that day, the day of Qiyamah, about the na'im, the comforts, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a lengthy hadith, Abu Asib, who was one of the slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this narration comes with some variations. We'll just discuss one of these narrations. That he says, on one occasion, he had emerged from his room, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come out, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam inquired from him, what has brought you out? So he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, hunger. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu thereafter, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked them the same question, and the same answer, it was hunger that brought us out of our homes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had taken the three of them, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to the house of one of the Ansari, Sahaba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Some riwayats indicate it was the house of Abu Haytham. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam there went into the house, and Abu Haytham had served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the three companions that were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam with different kinds of dates. Some of the dates were ripe, some were half ripe, and they had eaten. Water was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then at the end of all this, after they had partaken, there was some little bit of khajur that was still left on the branch itself that was on the dastarkhan. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that latus'alunna yawma idhin anin na'im. You will definitely be asked about this, on this ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you on the day of Qiyamah. Now Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went into a state of ecstasy, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu took a branch, and he began to hit that branch lightly on the tablecloth, on the mat, and he kept on repeating, لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. And then he asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we were so hungry, in that state we had come out of our homes, here we get this khajur, we get this dates that we eat, and then there is water over here. And after we eat all this, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really going to question us about all this? The ulama have written that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked this question in the state of ecstasy, hitting that branch onto the tablecloth itself. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had immediately pictured the day of Qiyamah. That khawf that he had, that fear that he had for the day of Qiyamah always, that awareness that he had, what the ulama call istihzar, that he had of the day of Qiyamah, immediately brought about this vivid picture in the mind of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and that drove Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to do what he did. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, certainly you will be asked about this ni'mat also on the day of Qiyamah. Now from here, from the ayat of the Qur'an al-Kareem, from this kind of ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we understand that whatever ni'mats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question us. Coming to the end of the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, besides a piece of bread that you have that you eat, besides clothes that cover your body, and besides a little shelter that you have as your dwelling, those things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not question you about. Those are the bare necessities of your life. But over and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question. So the important thing is that we should be very, very careful on how we spend these ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us. These are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu visits Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu when Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on his deathbed. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a narrator here. He says, Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu began to cry profusely. So Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, Salman, what makes you cry? So Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded, and he said, it is not leaving the world that makes me cry, and it is not fear of the akhirah that makes me cry. Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, you are the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You should have been rest assured. So he says, yes, I understand that I am a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but at the same time, we had taken this pledge and covenant at the hand of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that the provisions that we will keep for us is that provision which a traveler will take, not a traveler of these days, a traveler of those days will have to travel from one place to the other. But I think I broke that covenant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that pledge that I had, and that is what makes me cry, that I perhaps accumulated more than what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had taken this ahad and this pledge upon us on our hands. Sabit Bunani rahmatullah alayhi says, the amazing thing was when Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, in his inheritance was only 20 dirhams, 20 gold coins, 20 silver coins. And that is what made him cry. And that was basically bare necessities that a person could purchase, just a little bit of food, very, very scanty food that could be found in his house. But yet he felt he broke that covenant with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is how they lived. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, alhamdulillah, abundant affluence, etc. The important aspect is this, that we make sure it comes from halal. We make sure we spend it in a proper manner and continuously make shukr for all the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. When we look at through the whole, all the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us, whether it is a du'a of eating or whether it is a du'a of drinking or whether it is a du'a when we wear clothes, we will find in all this, we will find there is abundant shukr that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teaches us. So we should try and learn these du'as. If we cannot learn the Arabic, at least the English translation, but make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the various ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.